election of the Berlin Mayor and Council for Monday, March 28, 2016. As it is our long-time tradition for many, many years, I'd like to invite everyone to join the Mayor and Council in reciting the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Would you please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Starting off our agenda as usual, we have the review and approval of the executive session minutes of March 14th.
Motion to approve.
And we have a motion by Councilmember Boyas to approve the minutes as prepared. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Let the record show that the motion has 4-0. We've got Councilmember Purnell. The reason for the executive session meeting, there were actually three under the meetings provision of the state of Maryland. First was to discuss the appointment, employment, assignment, promotion, discipline, demotion, compensation, removal, resignation, or performance evaluation of appointees, employees, or officials for whom this body has jurisdiction or any other personnel matter that affects one or more specific individual. Second reason is to consult with staff, consultants, or other individuals about pending or potential litigation. Third, before a contract is awarded or bids are open, to discuss a matter directly related to the negotiating strategy or the contents of the bid or proposal, a public discussion or disclosure, but adversely impact the ability of the public body to participate in the competitive bidding or proposal process. Okay. Next is the approval of the regular minutes of March 14th.
Motion to approve that.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Boyas to approve the regular session minutes, March 14th. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? For the record, show that it's also passed 4-0. Next, I'm very pleased to swear in a number of folks that either being reappointed or newly appointed to the town's boards and commissions. Anybody, all those here for this morning, come on up.
I'll need some things.
Thank you.
All righty. And we'll just state your name.
Robert Pulley.
Carol Rose.
John Burdell.
David Burdell.
Okay. And Mrs. Rose and Mr. Pulley are both being sworn in to the Historic District Commission, and both Reverend Burdell and Mr. Burdell are both being sworn in to serve on the Board of Election Supervisors. Both Mr. Burdell and Mrs. Rose are reappointments, and we welcome both Robert and Reverend Burdell. We welcome you. We hope you find it a very rewarding experience. I also want to take this opportunity to thank you and all the other folks who serve on these commissions and boards, because they have a lot more responsibility and a lot more work than people could possibly realize. You really don't know how much they do until you get on one of the boards. But they do a great job. There is no way any of us could do all this work. We serve on the mayor and council. We're more high profile. All their meetings are open to the public. We encourage you to come. And quite frankly, we are very grateful to you, and we pass on to the other folks how grateful we are for the incredibly diligent and fair-mindedness and civility that you all demonstrate in all your meetings. And best of luck to you. So, if you would say aye, you need to say your name, and you need to just follow me along. Aye. Do swear and affirm. That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution
of the United States.
Of the United States.
And that I will be faithful.
That I will be faithful.
And bear true allegiance.
Bear true allegiance
to the state of Maryland.
To the state of Maryland.
And support the Constitution.
And support the Constitution.
And the laws thereof.
And the laws thereof.
And that I will.
And I will.
To the best of my skill and judgment.
And to the best of my skill and judgment.
Diligently and faithfully.
Diligently and faithfully.
Without partiality or prejudice.
Without partiality or prejudice.
Serve as a member of the town of Berlin.
Serve as a member of the town of Berlin.
Historic District Commission. And in this case, Board of Election Supervisors. Okay. According to the Constitution of the laws of this state.
According to the Constitution of the laws of this state.
Congratulations, you are now officially official, and we're going to get each of you who are here, if you don't mind, we'll get this paperwork done. All it does is require your signature, and then I'll look that way. I've witnessed that you've done it, and we'll be all official. Let's get together here. At the top line. Oops. We'll give them to you, and that way you can make sure. Great. Yes. Thank you again very much. I hope you find this work either to continue to be rewarding, or that you find it rewarding as you begin. And thank you so much. And take care, and I hope to see you all very soon. Thank you. Next, I'd like to make some recommendations for appointments to boards and commissions. Disadvantages of electronic documents is they don't print themselves.
Which makes me want another item while I'm looking for it.
Sure, no problem. Next is approval of special events. The first, is anyone here to represent St. Paul's United Methodist Church 5K Memorial Walk Run for April 9th?
Good evening, Council.
Good evening. Could you just identify yourself and the hat you're wearing tonight?
Can I say my name is Tom Goody?
Okay.
Good evening. My name is Dale Smack. I bring greetings for the members of St. Paul United Methodist Church. We're Reverend Barbara Hamlin's our pastor. And we would like to seek permission again for our annual 5K walk, run, or crawl walk that we have every year. It is on April the 9th, 2016. And it will start at the church parking lot. And if you have the diagram of the route, Exactly 2.1 miles. It should be minimal issue with traffic along the routes. And then we usually are done within an hour and a half, and everything else that we commence will be in the church parking lot. I think we did request for the stage because we do have different events and activities. You are all welcome to come and join in and the opening ceremonies, the actual run and walk, and then after the celebration, after the race. Now, entertain any questions you may have.
This is pretty much same as last year.
No changes, just today.
It's even better weather, right? Because the weather's been great.
It's been great. I keep it that way. Yes, and each year we've been growing, so it's been pretty good.
Great community.
The only change is that things are walking.
He's going to walk.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Now, I asked my counterpart to come up with some better questions, so I guess I'll have to do it. Their fear was being stopped later, especially the one down there. They have it right now.
Okay.
But we were wondering if you could use some marshals and a golf cart. The three of us would like to apply for that.
No, thank you.
Well, then I'll make the motion to go ahead and be approved. What you're requesting, Mr. Stack?
Thank you.
Yes, we have a recommendation for approval by Councilmember Villas to approve the St. Paul United Methodist Church 5K Memorial Run on April the
9th.
At 8 a.m.
Yes.
Don't be late. So all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? We wish you another very successful event.
Thank you very much.
Sure, thank you.
Of course.
Well, Pete, don't fail me now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is any representative here from the Old Fashioned Memorial Day Community Improvement Association Memorial Day Celebration? Okay. I hope he's talking as well. I saw him today.
He came in to the visitor center.
Excuse me?
He came into the visitor center today. So
oh, good.
It's okay.
That's a good, good. That's it. He's kind of like a living institution. When he's missing, it's very noticeable. But the Old Fashioned Memorial Day, it's just getting more and more popular. It's been around for how many years?
Decades. Yeah, decades.
But the turnout the last few years has been phenomenal. I would encourage anybody on that on Monday, the actual Monday of Memorial Day itself, that you would have a really high spirited, fun, lots of good food parade. Make yourself at home somewhere along the route on Flower Street, and it's just a great turnout. For a solemn day, it's a very positive experience. Does anyone wish to make a motion that we
approve? It looks like everything's
the same as last year.
So I'll make a motion that we approve.
Yep. We have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve the Old Fashioned Memorial Day parade and celebration on Monday, May 30th, 2016. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you very much. Next is a new event that has become another Berlin tradition, titled Afternoon on the Lawn, sponsored by the Berlin Heritage Foundation. Anyone here from the Heritage Foundation? Although we know who you are, just introduce yourself and the hats you're wearing for the lawn.
Go ahead, Jamie. Jan Quick, Berlin Heritage Foundation President.
Carol Reyes, Berlin Heritage Foundation Director.
Could you tell us a little bit about this new event?
Yes, this is going to be an afternoon on the lawn, a taste of Berlin. And they're going to be enjoying tastings for the Berlin restaurants while you stroll around the grounds to the sounds of live musicians. We're also doing a memorial bench dedication for past members who people have made donations for these benches so that they will remain on the grounds. Teak benches that might hold up a little bit better than what we've had before.
So there'll be new benches, but they'll have the memorial remembrance.
Yes, and plaques on them. So this is the event to help celebrate that, bring all those families together, as well as do a fundraiser for us on the grounds. We used to do a cocktail party, you might remember, and we decided to try something different that keeps everyone in Berlin.
Great. It will be under a tent. We will have a large tent in the front yard. The food and everything will be in one location.
It's late in the afternoon on Saturday, so
3 to 6, and we're hoping that when people finish, they will come into town and visit all of our wonderful restaurants. Yes.
Excellent. I think it sounds like a lot of fun, and hopefully it will be a very successful fundraiser. Does anyone have any questions?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I noticed that you applied, and it looks like you've been accepted for a beer and wine license for one day.
We're just applying.
Chief, do you have any concerns about that at all?
We just need the signs. You go ahead and advise that the folks are not allowed off the premises with alcohol. Okay. Other than that, no issues whatsoever.
So is there any way to keep that?
Yes, we're going to actually tape in the area.
It's like one way in and one way out.
Perfect.
I hope nobody else objects. I'd like to make a motion to approve an afternoon on the lawn on June 11, 2016, from 3 to 6 p.m. I wish you great luck with your fundraiser.
Okay. So we have a motion by Councilmember Hall to approve afternoon on the lawn, sponsored by the Berlin Heritage Foundation of the Taylor House Museum. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Congratulations. We look forward to it. And we hope that you have great weather. You should that time of year.
We hope so too. Yes, thank you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Too many people. Okay. What I'm going to do now is recommend the reappointment of the members of the Berlin Parks Commission. Berlin Parks Commission, each member serves 2-year terms. There are 5 members, and I contacted each of them, and they are all anxious to be reappointed with the council's approval. So I wish to recommend the reappointment of all 5 current members of the Berlin Parks Commission for another 2-year term. The Parks Commission has had a long and proud record of accomplishments since its inception. In recent years, they have worked to steadily build upon that record with foresight and dedication. All 5 members have been contacted and expressed a desire to serve on the Parks Commission for another term. With the opportunity for expanding services and facilities over time, the town is so fortunate to be in a position to consider. I recommend that for at least another 2-year term, we keep a good team together who works well together as well. I recommend for the council's consideration and approval the reappointment of the following citizens to the Berlin Parks Commission: Loretta Brown Verdell, Mike Wiley, Bruce Hyder, Patricia Dupadoc, and Sarah Hoover. I sincerely believe each of these individuals that have recommended to be reappointed are outstanding citizens who will continue to serve the town Berlin faithfully and honestly. And I thank the council for your consideration.
I'd like to move to approve the mayor's recommendation.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Burrell to approve all 5 Parks Commission members for a 2-year term. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes 4-0. Number 5 on the agenda is Ivy Wells, our community development and marketing and community development director.
Keep going.
No.
Wait, there's more.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Good evening.
I apologize for the late notification of this, but this just came together last week on Thursday and Friday, and I discussed it with Mr. Fleetwood and also the mayor, so that's why we have it presented tonight. Now, this is tentative. I've been dealing with an ad agency in New York who has a client who wants to come here and use our town as a venue for one of the major soda companies. And I don't know which one it is. It's either Coca-Cola, Pepsi. It's either one of those. And they want to come down and use our town for a promotional event on Monday, April 18th. They're not sure of the time yet. Everything is up in the air, but I did want to get this road closure and event in front of you before it was too late. So the only road that would be closed for this would be Pitt Street from Main Street to William.
So Main Street will remain
open? Main Street will remain open.
So you're talking like from the Burley Tavern?
From Burley Tavern to Bleach Butterfly.
Bleach Butterfly. Mm-hmm. Were they going to do a commercial too, promotional event, or you don't know?
Not sure yet.
They're big enough, they don't have to share.
We haven't been chosen officially yet.
Oh, okay.
It's still up in the air. So this could be just poof, gone, but I wanted to make sure that I got the permission in case it...
And the reason they found out about us is because of our designation as Americans.
They wanted to do... Correct. They sought us out because we were... we had so many awards over the last year, and that we're America's coolest small town. They love the backdrop of the Main Street behind what they want to do.
This is exciting.
If we get it, I fingers crossed.
Positive.
It could be a positive thing, but when would you have more details as relates to exactly what's going to be going on?
Well, they told me that it was going to be by close of business today. So what I got today was they're still debating on the location. We'll get back to you as soon as we know.
They basically had like a taste testing.
Correct.
There was a commercial back in the day that was very successful at that time where people came up and did blind taste testing.
Right. Basically, they want to build a soda wall, which is about 50 to 70 feet long, and have a variety of different sodas for the public to come and taste for free and offer their opinions on what they like, what they don't like, and then probably use it for a commercial and say that filmed in the American School of Small Town.
People, when it was Pepsi and Coke, and half the Coke drinkers would drink it and say it was Coke and it was really Pepsi.
But the reason for the extended period for the road closure is because they do have to set up this exhibit, that, and they're thinking about doing it the night before and then having it open all day. They're also talking about bringing in a celebrity.
So what do you need from us tonight that we're okay with it, but just to get us more information?
Correct. If it does happen, what I'd like to do is have a second presentation at the next council meeting, because it'll be a week before the event, and then get you up to speed on that. But I just wanted to make sure that I brought this to your attention as early as I possibly could.
Right. And if you approve it now, then that gives us time to work with them and plan and get everything prepared. Mm-hmm. Rather than waiting for like a week before the event.
I didn't want to lose out on it.
Right.
So I told him that I would work my hardest to try to make this happen.
You can't purchase this kind of exposure.
Exactly.
I mean, if nobody has a problem with it, I'd like to make a motion that we approve approve this event, and that Ivy will be giving us notification immediately, and between Ivy and Laura, they'll keep us up to speed on what's going on and how the event's going to proceed.
Mm-hmm. We have a motion by Councilmember Paul to approve the event as best as we understand it,
right,
based on the parameters that we've explained here. For a major soda company to do a promotional event, and then possibly will become a commercial and other social media. What does that mean again?
It's Monday, April 18th.
Monday.
And it in conjunction with Take Pride in Berlin Week.
Very good. Mm-hmm.
You have a question?
No, I just feel a little apprehensive about approving this thing, not having details, or just know what the event's going to be. So that's just my concern.
I have a question for you, if I could. I mean, is there some fees? Are they going to be paying for the cost of our services?
Yeah, they will be making a very large donation to the town. Should I say what it is? They're going to be donating $5,000 to the town.
So the town won't be out of pocket for the electric, mm-hmm, for the services.
And the other thing is, if this proceeds, then you'll come back at the next meeting and tell us
exactly
all the details.
Precisely.
Exactly.
And like I said, as far as I know, that the only thing that they are doing is coming down, building this soda wall. They'll have people with microphones. What do you think about this flavor? What do you think about this? And it's going to be, obviously, a lot of flavors, because it's going to be 50 feet long.
I'm sure, I know you're aware of this. If it comes to play, nothing's guaranteed, obviously this is a great time to do a lot of media promotion with all of our many partners. Mm-hmm. And some of them, I'm sure, would like to participate.
Oh, yeah. They'll be,
just awareness.
Yeah, once we get the okay, mm-hmm, then there'll be a huge press release.
But this is competitive. We're not the only ones that are considering.
Correct.
But by doing this, we're still in the reserve room at the end.
Correct. I wanted us to be extremely easy to work with.
Absolutely.
Okay, so
does
anybody? All in favor of Councilmember Hall's motion to approve the marketing promotion with appropriate follow-up, also say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next is item 6 is proclamation 2016-09 proclaiming Fair Housing Month in Montpelier.
Just to remind you, this is an annual event. Every April we acknowledge Fair Housing Month. This is based on our, our ability to receive CDBG funds is partially based on our recognition of Fair Housing Month each April. So this is a housekeeping item that we do annually.
And from what I say, we have been getting very strong support from Department of Housing and Community Development for many years.
Yes.
Usually always maps out on what's available for countertop. If there's anyone wish to
make a motion that we approve the proclamation 2016-09 for fair recognizing Fair Housing Month, April 2016.
Okay, we have a motion to recognize Fair Housing Month in the month of April of this year by Councilman Whittingham. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you very much. Next, Mary, are you going to give us a little summary of ordinance 2016-01?
This has also become an annual April event for the town. This is the fifth year that we have had a Take Pride in Berlin Week. This year, the dates are April 16th to 23rd. On April 16th, we'll kick it off with Cleanup Day. And on the 23rd, the week will close with the businesses holding an open house, inviting anyone to stop in and see what they offer. Just enjoy the business environment on that day. And during the week, we always encourage people to do whatever it is that they feel shows their pride in being a part of the town of Berlin. And that's about it.
and the Saturday, April 16th, is when folks gather at the three parks.
Yes.
Primarily, most of them at Henry Park or Decatur Park.
Yes.
And, we've had some good turnouts and we've had some excellent turnouts. And I think it really is weather-based.
Often,
by chance, the lower turnouts tend to be when it's cooler and gray. But we encourage you all to come out. A lot of people have met each other that have lived in this town for years. Mm-hmm. And other people have met each other that knew the town. You work for a little while, for 2 or 3 hours, and then you get a wonderful lunch for free.
Mm-hmm. So
just encourage you to think about that. And it is a source of food. We have a motion to approve proclamation 2016. So we have a motion by Council Member Burrell to approve Take Pride in Berlin Week. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next, Dave, we walk us through ordinance 2016-01, which is a text amendment. Which permits churches as a principal use in the B2 shopping district. And you know, this has been in the papers, which is good.
Yep.
We follow along, and I think we're going to give for the benefit of everyone else what's the reasoning behind this time.
As required by our code, the Planning Commission has to make a recommendation to the Mayor and Council to amend any section of the ordinance, the zoning chapter, or any section of the ordinance. At their last meeting, they did pass a motion to recommend to the Mayor and Council to add churches as a permitted use in the B2 shopping district. The impetus for this was a petition from a contract purchaser for the property we know as the Mariel Select property. Where it is industrial zone now, a church would not be permitted if there wasn't a zoning change. So this was a two-part application by the applicant. We needed to have a church permitted in a B2 district, and we needed to rezone the property from light industrial to B2
to accomplish the uses that they want to get to after they purchase the property. So the second ordinance of the evening is the rezoning of the parcel. The first is the text amendment that allows churches in the B2. Currently, all we have, the only zoning district where we allow a church is in the residential, the R1 residential district. Planning Commission felt that was maybe a little outdated. The only place that we could put a church would be on a residential property right in the middle of a neighborhood now. A little different than the old, when the zoning ordinance was put in place. People walked to church. The churches sometimes were the first thing built on a street, and then the houses came, surrounded it later. And the churches have a lot more functions after hours, and not just Sunday anymore, and a lot more programs. So they thought it was more appropriate that it also be allowed in the B2. Any church would have to have site plan approval by the Planning Commission, so it would have to be an appropriate spot to begin with. So they felt comfortable adding a church as a permitted use to the B2 shopping.
Well, I know personally, and I'm sure I speak for all of us, we're pleased to see the number of zones or type of zones that now permit churches to be expanded. And B2 is, I think, a growing. But over time, as the town grows, I think there's going to be more and more B2. Residential, it's sort of a higher bar, and quite frankly, as you said, accessibility is so important to any place of worship.
And the B2 doesn't impinge on the downtown, the B1 town center district, so
it's cost prohibitive, too. Very cost prohibitive.
Yeah.
Which is, kind of one of the unfortunate things about revitalization and success is that the limited downtown we have is increasing in value. And I'm also pleased to see a former industrial site being a well, but certainly a good neighbor for many decades. This is an exciting change for the community. And also, based on the information that my office received from Sunrise Church, plus the Planning and Zoning Commission, there'll be some recreational opportunities for youth and other parts of the property that once they've taken what they need for worship, needs of worship and spiritual support, and again, and there's physical recreational amenities and all the different things that they do, the balance then can be subdivided and developed along the highway, which is quite frankly, I think a very, very appropriate use of very good land that served the church financially well and the community. I don't see a downside.
No, and I think you have a wonderful relationship with Sunrise Church and Pastor McCready, and to see what he's done in a short period of time, at a time where it's hard to get people to come to church, and to see grow that church and partner with the chief, with, Berlin Night and just all the different events, and with purchasing the Tyson, Berlin Falls and the opportunity there, that it's all going to fit together and it's going to enable him to build his church, and then we'll also possibly have some hotels and other things, and right off of 113, it's all about location. And that Merrill Select could sit there for 10, 15 years looking just the way it does. And it's just exciting that we can bring that into town and make a good use out of it, and also be able to bring some more jobs and revenue into the area and provide services that are very well needed.
Absolutely. It's so nice to see a building that's been sitting dormant for so long that's always moving. Really bring life back to it, not just use life back to it. And also, from what I understand, if I'm misleading, that recreation uses there are complementary to the things that are being considered for Berlin Falls, not competing, they actually complement each other. I think that's another thing that is making Berlin work on a lot of levels, is that everybody is trying to support everyone else, regardless of where we came from or what particular church we belong to, or what our business pattern is, or our
any of the other things that artificially arise. And I think this is exciting.
It's building a new gateway to Burwell.
People have been wondering for a long time what might happen to this. This is what we need to do to make the topic say, let's go for it.
This was first reading of both of these ordinances. We're going to have a public hearing at the next meeting.
I hope it is appropriate for me to say this at this time. But the major item for consideration in this event is that my granddaughter, Cadence Burrell, has been telling me that she's going to have a new church. So I think that was a wonderful thing.
But the public hearing be next, and then both of these items would then be acted upon at that time.
Yes, they will at the next meeting.
Because if I do understand this correctly, the approval of the text amendment must take place before the obviously the approval of the specific use of the site.
I don't think it matters in what order you do it, but in order for that church to go be able to buy that property, both need to be done.
Mr. Mayor, but that is how they're numbered. The text amendment would come first, and then the rezoning after. Okay.
But if I understand correctly, will the appropriate public notice for people to find out what's happening, think about it, and discuss it, would that be accomplished by the next meeting, or would that be a...
I know for the text amendment it would be. We had them worded as an ordinance before tonight, and that was changed at the last minute. The advertising had already been put in. I'll check on that tomorrow. Dave Gaskell and I were talking about that earlier.
I think it'll be fine.
If you don't mind, just
you'll need to get it
right. Dot in the I's and cross the T's so that you got it right the first time.
Okay.
Good. Great.
Thank you. And thank you to everyone who's been part of making that happen. Next is departmental reports. First is Finance Director, Natalie Salinas.
Good evening, everyone. I just want to give a quick update on our teletechnology progress. We have completed the first virtual training today. We had 10 participants, and basically we had a live instructor over the phone, and everybody was logged in from their desktops, doing the exercises and learning how to do requisition and purchase orders. We have completed half of the training. Tomorrow we will resume, and that will complete the virtual training for the purchasing. Tomorrow, Randell will be trained on the bank reconciliation with Tyler Technology Representative as well, so half day. Going forward, by the end of this week, we have to approve and finalize new chart of accounts. Laura and I and our project manager will be working on it. And then going into the April 6, 7, and 8, we're going live with the Tyler Technology. So the death date for Logix is April the 6th. We will be freezing the software, and we will be no longer using it.
Very good. Congratulations. Yeah. I know there's been a lot of work.
It is exciting, but at the same time, it's kind of scary because it's a big step forward. And hopefully everything will work out and everything will be to our advantage. Also, I have draft of budget requests from the department head due on April the 11th.
So that's underway.
That's going alongside with the pilot implementation. And we're just working along, checking everything. Next, after the financials finished, we will be going to the end of April for the utility billing. And that's kind of going after the financials will be up and running, everything will be fine, and then we will connect the utility to it.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Got our fingers crossed for you that it continues to go as well as it has. It's been very dramatic.
And again, thank you for your assistance in evaluating
those programs. Well, your idea of pleasure is different than mine. No, thank you very much. Very much. Administrative Services Director Mary Bowen.
As we touched on briefly earlier in the meeting, we are gearing up for Take Pride in Berlin Week, particularly April 16th for Cleanup Day. This year, for the first time, we will be holding our event at three parks. There will be registration starting at 8:30 on the 16th at Henry Park, Stephen Decatur Park, and at Berlin Falls. We're going to do just some very basic prettying up at the front of the building at the Berlin Falls Park. Following the cleanup day, all volunteers are invited for a free lunch courtesy of Sunrise Church. As always, we're grateful to them for their participation. And then we get into Take Pride in Berlin Week, ending, as I said, with the business open house on Saturday the 23rd.
Excellent. Very good. Thank you. Excellent. Thank you for organizing. I know it takes a lot more organization than it appears.
Well, there will be press releases and different promotions going out over the next couple of weeks. So there'll be a lot more.
And does the next meeting news come out before or after?
Ideally, the next community news will go out this Friday. At the latest, it should go out by Monday.
Great. Thank you. Next is Electric Utility Director Tim Morris.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I have a few things to report on. The past couple of weeks, number 7 North Main Street, we replaced a broken Victorian street light pole that was damaged by a car. Also in Cannery Village, we're ahead of the schedule on that as far as the electric installation. And also behind the subway shop where Food Line is, we've been doing some prep work there to replace a trans closure with a pad mount transformer. There was a total of 7 of those in the town, and this will be the 3rd one that's been replaced. There's also, for that project, there's a scheduled outage this coming Sunday to do that. From 12:30 in the morning until 9 o'clock in the morning, weather permitting. All the business owners have been notified, the police department and the fire department both, so everybody knows about it. Also on Branch Street for the new sidewalk, we relocated 2 utility poles and a secondary splice box for that. Then also at 134 Austin Circle, we connected a new house service for a new home that was built. And then also, we have meter reading this week and getting prepared for the upcoming events that we have every weekend.
Yep. Once they start, they don't stop until New Year's Eve.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So, anybody have any questions for Tim?
I was going to ask Tim to speak to the purchase order that we've got in the Mayor Council's packet regarding the substation regulators bid.
Okay.
Can you just talk about that a little bit further?
If you look in your packet, you'll see a PO there for replacing the regulators in the substation. I went out for bid on that, and there was a total of 4 bidders, and you can see who came in with the lowest bid there. Also, if you look, there was 2 different options. There was option 1 and option 2. Option 1 was 667 KVA regulators, and then the option 2 was 720 and KVA regulators. I actually spoke with Booth Associates concerning the size of the regulators, and they were recommending the 720 for future load of the town. Back in 2000, I think it was 2011, 2012, we upgraded the breakers from 800 amp to 1200 amp. Booth looks at it the same way I do, that for the price difference there, that we should go ahead and go with the larger regulators for future load at the town. So that'll bring it up to par along with the breakers that we replaced.
That makes good sense.
Yes.
And this company, I know we like to try to do business as much as we can locally, but this Irby company is really giving us more for less money, and they're also nationwide and have a very good reputation.
Yes, they're a very large company. All of these companies that you see on there, they're very large manufacturers. They're sales reps, and they don't actually manufacture the equipment, but they're sole distributors for them. We deal with Irby a lot, and the other companies also, and they have a very good reputation. Just to let you know, the regulators that we spec there are the same manufacturer, the ones that we have now, that have lasted for 26 years.
If it's all right with the council's approval, it's all right. We consider the purchase order while everything's fresh.
Right.
You can ask
Paul would say it's a no-brainer.
Just a question.
This is a budgeted.
I'll let Natalie speak to that.
We have allocated certain budget. It is budgeted, but it's not specific to this particular improvement. We have allocated improvement to the electric plant in general under the capital budget. So that it just become a part of the expense that budgeted, but we haven't discussed in this particular specifics.
Should I go ahead? Okay, well, I'd like to go ahead and make a motion to purchase, what are we calling this, capital outlay equipment from the Stewart Irby Company in the amount of not to exceed $50,322. Is that okay?
We have a motion by Councilmember Hall to approve the purchase of the substation regulator, or regulator bid, at $50,322, which was by far the lowest bid. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Thank you very much. And
thank you.
And thank you all.
Thanks, Tim.
Surely. Next is Police Chief Carl Downey.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Tim has stated that we're preparing for the many events to come, and definitely been reviewing the ones we've already had. As we feel that we're going to be ready for the events. A couple things of concern is making sure that the side streets, such as Pitt Street's coming up, that we do notify the county executives and EMS of those blockages. Right now, we have their notice last week or Saturday that was not done. So those are the things that we need to make sure that we follow through with. When we do state forms and we go through that process, it automatically happens. So we have to go ahead and just make sure that we do take care of those small issues and make sure those things are taken care of. We're also attempting to go ahead and put out some information in the Borough newsletter, hopefully for this Friday in regards to...
No. For tomorrow.
For tomorrow. To be out by Friday. By tomorrow for crime prevention with the warm weather itself. So we're going to try to get in and shoot some bullets out to the citizenry in regards to that. We're also looking at working with our law enforcement partners to go ahead and put a little bit more awareness of all the drug overdoses that actually have been happening in the last really 6 months, but really been highlighted in the last 3 weeks in the Tri-County. And definitely go ahead and move forward with ourselves as an agency and train all of our law enforcement officers with the use of Narcan for the heroin overdoses themselves. So again, we're trying to go ahead and progress with the issues that are in front of us. That's what we're.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next is Planning Director Dave Englehart.
I have nothing for him.
Thank you. And Managing Director Jeff Lee.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. A brief update at Berlin Falls Park. Aesthetically, number of things have happened. It's a slow process, but the big things that have happened, some painting has begun, some signage has gone up now around the Three Lagoons, and then the park rules sign is, I'm going to call it a temporary location for now, but it's up and we'll get that. We're trying to massage that to see what we can put it, what would fit best. Wednesday of this week, I'll be in Cambridge with the annual Local Government Insurance Trust seminar for renewal. And that's for our liability insurance for the new FY. And I did meet this past Monday, with folks regarding our health insurance renewal again. And I'm hoping, and there will be an announcement made, so you all are more than welcome here very soon to get some preliminary numbers. As it would relate to renewal for FY17. The one thing that I can say tonight with absolute certainty, and it's small beans, our vision insurance, there's no rate increase on that, but that's small beans. So more to come on that.
Okay. Thank you. And Stefani is Economic and Community Development Director, Audrey Rocks.
First, I'd like to offer publicly my condolences to Lisa on the passing of her husband. It was a beautiful funeral on Saturday. Just on behalf of all of us, I'm sorry for your loss. And with that said, I have nothing further, just events and conferences coming up.
A few events, right?
Many, many events, many conferences. Now, it's crunch time for my department right now with all the advertising and marketing and getting everything together. So it's too much to
talk about. National soda chains calling you out.
Right, so I've got to make time for that.
Down 75-foot long.
But it's all good.
It's all good.
The busier,
all
the better.
Yeah, good. That's good. Thank you.
Mary, just a couple of things.
Yes, absolutely.
I also want to add my condolences to Lisa.
Everyone's been great.
Jane wasn't feeling well, but I have some things to report on her behalf. As Tim mentioned, the reading meters, they've been actively helping with Berlin Falls Park, as Jeff talked about. So we're on track to be open by late spring, as we originally planned. I also wanted to mention that there's a little bit of flushing in the system that needs to happen with Cannery Village. If they take care of that, we'll be ready to install meters. Could happen as early as tomorrow afternoon. So that's a positive step forward.
Great.
Good. So that's looking a lot more like it's going to happen sooner than later now.
That's correct. Yeah, it looks like I would say we're over the hurdle with regard to the sewer system. So.
Good.
With the bellies.
Question on the Cannery Village, all the sewer problems have been taken care of?
Substantially completed. There's just a few issues that are remaining, and there's a little sediment in a couple of portions of the system, and DBF wants them to flush that out so that that sediment doesn't run through the system once it starts operating. It looks like they could handle that pretty quickly, for example, tomorrow morning, and then we could be installing meters as early as tomorrow afternoon, assuming all that happens.
Now, what about the fence and the buffer issue?
I've been meeting with some of the folks in the community, and I think progress has been made. My next step, because I feel optimistic, it's been one of those things where you kind of have to let the folks discuss the issue among themselves, and then my next step is to reach out to Mr. Hansen and give my recommendation to him for his consideration, and after giving him a reasonable amount of time, we're not talking weeks, but a little time to think about it, then my hope and goal is then to get all the parties back together and have a amicable and agreement that everybody feels is fair and doable and I'm hopeful because I don't see anything that anybody's asking for right now that doesn't make sense.
Right.
And also, not just for the short term, but the big challenge is thinking, what about 5, 10, 15 years from now? The initial people are there, certainly they're going to be aware of it. They need something that intuitively will work regardless of who's leading it. So, I'm hopeful, and again, I don't want to put anybody under artificial pressure, but I think we're a lot closer than we were.
Okay, I agree.
In the, like we were talking last meeting, Dean had mentioned the entrance of the Cannery Village, or the span in front of Cannery Village. We got to monitor that just about every other day, because everything we put in those potholes, they come back at
it. Yeah, we've asked them to put a metal plate over it, and we'll be following up with them on that as well.
Yeah. It needs to be monitored because with all the traffic that goes across there on a daily basis.
Yeah, I agree. Just one other item on Berlin Falls Park. We had a really good meeting with MDE and folks from the Voluntary Cleanup Program. Right on the 17th of March, it looks like it will not be a problem for them to be processing our application and moving the property from industrial to recreational use.
Awesome.
So we're going to be resubmitting the application with a few modifications, and we should know, I would hope, within the next, I'd say, 4 to 6 weeks, we should have that final clearance. I'll keep you posted on that. We had a very successful meeting with them. They did not see any significant issues with regard to us getting that recreational clearance through that program.
Great. Yes. That's great.
Good.
Thank you.
And that concludes my report.
Good. I don't have any comments for this evening.
Brad, Pastor McCready's still here. Chief's still here because I'm very, very, very concerned about the heroin in this area. Unfortunately, my daughter works at the hospital in Salisbury. My son's on an ambulance. You know, everybody's got these big, giant blinders on. It's terrifying me with the summer coming because this is an unusual area to raise children. You know, in 6 weeks, there's going to be hundreds of thousands of people from all over the country coming here, bringing their hair on with them. And I am just really concerned that we're going to lose a lot of local children this summer. And I just think as a community, we need to put our eyes and ears out. I know Chief will tell you, nobody wants to pick up the phone and call the police. Everybody just wants to look the other way. And I just think as a community, you see things going on you don't like. You see somebody's kid that's doing something that you know is not right. Get involved. Because this heroin problem is not going away. And there's been a bad batch in the area, and I think about over 20 people died in the past couple weeks, whether anybody realizes it or not. And I'm very concerned about it as a parent, grandparent, you know, and we need to open our eyes and do something. The governor's put a committee together. I know you can go to the library in Ocean Pines on Wednesdays. I think they're giving classes, and you're walking out the door trained with a Narcan pen. But, you know, this is not a joke. This is a serious problem. In this 90 days in the summer, it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be pretty.
Thank you. I'm fine.
I just have a question about the potholes. Is there a schedule or a maintenance schedule that the department to assess what needs to be done as it relates to potholes? How is that monitored?
Yeah, there is an ongoing monitoring. I believe they do have a schedule. One of the challenges we're getting is with the weather. It's always rough as you come out of the barrel, and I think this was the more mild weather than we have had in the past, and certainly less snow. But the constant rain is making it a challenge. When you go in to fill the potholes, it's not really dry, the whole thing doesn't really quite take. So some of it's that weather challenge, but if you want, I can have her put together the monitoring plan and show you that looks like a more detailed thing that would be helpful.
And also, do you want to notice any particular
particular spots?
Yeah, there's any particular spots, for sure.
Pass them all tomorrow.
Yes, please.
Obviously, they all will be fixed, and they all can be done at the same time. But, that is always a high priority, even though we didn't have a lot of snow, we still had a lot of freezing.
This time of year, it's the grass and the potholes.
Yeah. But if you see something, please let me know.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
Definitely. Thank you. Does anyone is attending tonight in the audience wish to address the mayor and council about anything that's on your mind? Any questions or concerns? Any questions or press?
Move to adjourn.
We stand adjourned. Thank you very much for attending and for your patience.